B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, 610-771-9751. That's the number to hit. Hopefully you did. And today, Pat went through them to find the best of the best. So you can rest assured knowing they're probably half-ass. So let's see what we got today.
This is what I was worried about, Jason, that upper management was probably concerned about putting Carter Hart in these games. That once he started getting up against the better teams, and once teams get a, you know, look at the kid, they know what to do and how to attack him. And that game against Tampa Bay, he gave up 3 goals on 9 shots. And the game against Montreal, he gave up 3 goals on 9 shots. They're putting a lot of goals on net, and I don't think the young kid's seeing the puck.
Well, look, he played extremely well against Detroit on Sunday, and I know, you, to your point, that's not a playoff team, but he's played well against some really good teams, too. Look, these things happen. Doesn't matter who you play. You know that in all sports. It doesn't. You can go cold at any time, and then you can have a crisis of confidence, and it's how mentally you rebound from that. I think you're coupling that with, I think there's some mental exhaustion now.
Right.
Because everything's been so heightened since he got here and really got on a roll that you're going to fall down eventually. And I think there's mental exhaustion. There's been a lot of demands on his time off the ice more than ever in his life. You know, for people wanting to talk to him, do stories and everything else. So that's all part about learning how to be a pro, which is why you make the trade to get a veteran backup.
Yeah, I thought it was a very smart move the Flyers make by getting a veteran backup.
Yeah.
You trade Stolarz, you get a veteran backup, somebody that's been through wars that can show him the way. He's going to go through these things. These are all growing pains.
Yeah, and why Cam Talbot's a good reason for that is because he was a backup also to Henrik Lundqvist. So he knows what it takes to nurture a great young, and how to help him along. And he's been a starter as well. So I think it's a... It'll straighten out. It's just, you know, the kid's not playing great right now.
This Flyers team today against the Montreal Canadiens still looks so uninspired. I hope they're ready and be inspired to beat those f***ing Penguins.
Well,
if they play.
Yeah, that's what's in front of them right now. Look, the situation, you looked at this. We talked about this, Ann, looking at this clump of games, this segment, and how important it was, playing Montreal, a team they were chasing, Pittsburgh, a team they're chasing, Buffalo in between them in the playoffs, and then Carolina. But right now, you know, you're chasing the Penguins. They've got 71 points. Flyers got 63. If you want to stay in this race at all, I still think it's such an uphill climb. You got to win tomorrow night or Sunday whenever they play the Stadium Series game. You have to. You're down in the final quarter of the season. You got to win.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, though, I mean, you can't help but get disheartened. Now, the Stadium Series is going to be fun. That's a party. But it's hard not to get disheartened over the last couple games. You get blitzed.
Flyers have not fared well in outdoor games. They're now 0-3. Lost to Boston, lost to the Rangers.
Well, you did an O like an okay.
Like an okay.
You went 0-3.
I should have went, oh my.
And you keep saying the Phillies are the only ones with the big money that want to sign Harper. Then why pay $300 million when you're the only team out there? Pay $250, $275.
Listen, just get it done, right? You know, they're the only team that we know of that has that kind of money. So, I don't know. Maybe Harper says no. I'm not signing for $275. I'll wait for somebody else to come up to $275.
The okay guy wants like a discount double check. Okay.
Great cash, homie.
Listen, I'm fine with it. If you can get him for $275, get him for $275.
What the deuce is Monty Williams doing at half court? He's like following Brett Brown like that dude follows Sean McVay around.
No, the sideline keeper. Gotta keep Brett in order.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Here's one for you, Ant. Embiid is so frustrating to watch because the way he plays is quixotic.
Ooh, quixotic.
Quixotic.
Which is more mesmerizing. You know, you're lost in it.
I don't know that. I agree with that, though. I just enjoy the theatrics of Embiid. Because he's such a dramatic player. Like, even when he falls, it's dramatic.
Yes, I agree.
His post moves are dramatic.
All right, quixotic. Let's see. Here you go.
You on definition.com?
Exceedingly idealistic, unrealistic, and impractical.
That's the definition?
See, what it is it's marked by romance.
Huh?
All right? Foolishly impractical. That's why the caller says that.
Okay.
And it's, there is something overly romanticized by his, but it kind of, that does kind of, like, I can easily over-romanticize his game.
Oh, you are the king. You are the king of romanticizing sports.
Yes.
It's a skill you have.
Yes.
I applaud it.
Thank you.
If you only play him 11 or 12 minutes max, T.J. McConnell is NBA gold. Get him in, get him out. 6 points, 5 assists, a pair of rebounds. Chalk it up every game. Just so we see that capiche.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's certain matchups where he can flourish for you. Certain games against certain teams, he can flourish for you. There's others that you can't. You know, I agree with what you're saying, premise, which is if he's playing 11 minutes a game, you know, he comes in and gives you a good energy boost. I agree with that.
Yeah, but he can't, if he plays more than that, he's going to be exposed.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Like, to me, you really still need a guy that can shoot. Preferably a one, but okay, well, if you look at a one, fine. Just get somebody that actually can shoot off the bench and score off the bench.
And you're looking at Melo as an option.
Well, you know, I threw that out there only because it's one game, but you could see how this bench is going to struggle to score.
Yeah. That's the Bring the Heat line brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the line this weekend, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll get back to them on Monday. Let's get back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.